I'm very happy now to welcome Chase Morrison. She is a cellist, she's director of the concert series at San Miguel Chapel, and she's head of the Fine and Performing Arts Department at St. Michael's High School. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
And Roberto Capocchi, he is a classical guitarist, and he will be opening the concert series this Friday, the 12th of September at 7 o'clock, with a concert of Spanish and Latin guitar music. Welcome.
Always nice to be here.
So let's talk about this series. You have started a series at San Miguel Chapel, which is the oldest church in the continental United States, newly renovated, a very beautiful space. I guess it must be a great space for music.
It's really a lovely space. There are many churches in New Mexico that have this sort of wooden box quality, which is a perfect place to be a musician and perform. There's a lot of resonance, and there's a lot of wood in the walls and the ceilings, and the walls are usually so thick that there's not a lot of outside noise, so it's really pretty perfect.
So the acoustics are music-friendly. Now, historically, was music played in those churches as part of the service, do you know?
Well, there was always singing.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many of them had organs. There are choir lofts in a lot of them, but I wouldn't imagine that it would have supported an organ. But there would have been musicians who would have come in and played to accompany the singers. It wouldn't have been for solo instrumentalists, per se.
So how did you conceive of this series? It looks like there's a lot of different types of music, a lot of different genres of music.
I was asked by the former president of St. Michael's High School, where I do teach, to start a series last year. So last January we began with a slightly shortened concert series, and I just sent out the word and got a lot of positive responses back, so we were able to, last fall, put together a roster, and it was quite lovely. I shouldn't say I didn't have to do a lot of work, but I certainly didn't have to go looking under every log and stone for somebody to come play. And that's why you have such variety of classical, you have folk and ethnic music, and it's really great.
You are a cellist, you've played all over the world, and you're doing the fine arts program at St. Michael's High School.
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on at St. Mike's.
Well, I was hired just about 3 years ago to sort of enhance and develop an active performing arts department. They've had band for about 75 years, and they've had football, and so there's always had to be a band. But they wanted to do things like have an orchestra and have a more active choir and theater arts, and they had guitar already. And marimba, which is something that's fairly new to, I think it came last year. So, and orchestra started last year too. So we have a lot of string players there now, and it's been really great because we combine sometimes with the wind players in the band, and we do some combined concerts. And it's been really great. Oh, I also teach music theory and AP music theory every other year there.
Very interesting. It's funny, we once had a man from Zimbabwe who came to Santa Fe. I think he was a writer or a poet. And he's like, there's a lot of marimba music. There's a lot of music of my country here in Santa Fe.
That's true. I think the craze started about 20, 25 years ago. And there's some of those proponents are still around teaching and getting kids excited about it, and adults as well.
Now, Roberto Capocchi, you are starting this series on the concert series at San Miguel Chapel this coming Friday, the 12th, 7 o'clock. Latin and Spanish guitar music. How did you start playing classical guitar?
I come from a family of musicians. My grandmother and her sister were both concert pianists. Their father was a composer and a conductor. So I started piano lessons when I was a kid, and I had, you know, an interest in guitar. And at some point I kept asking my parents to, you know, that I wanted to switch to try guitar, and they kept prolonging things until I realized what was going on. So I had a talk with a piano teacher who was very surprised.
Meaning you fired your piano teacher?
It wasn't that bad. We talked, but she was very surprised and spoke with my parents about it, that I never lived that down. And I just went by a little local conservatory a couple of blocks from my house, signed myself up, and went home and told my parents they should come by and sign some things. And that was the end of that.
How old were you?
9, I think, 9 or 10 maybe. I had heard a lot of classical music before, and I was familiar with records, and I think mostly Julian Bream's recordings. So when I had the choice at the school of what kind of music do you like on the guitar, I mentioned that, and I lucked out because this was a little local school that happened to have an extraordinary teacher, and I studied there for 5-6 years or something like that, and then went off to college, and I don't think I've ever done anything else. So
amazing.
It's nice.
Now, what was the classical music scene like in São Paulo, Brazil? Did you get to hear a lot of live music?
Well, it's a very active cultural scene there. So you can basically choose what kind of music you'd like to hear at any given day and go look for it, and you'll find some world-class music with that. And there's a tradition of having student tickets be fairly affordable or free. The one thing is that sometimes you'd have to get on a bus and go across town and get in the student ticket line in the morning. So you'd get, but then you'd get to see Cláudio Hal, you know, or somebody like that. It was very, very rich.
Now, there seems to be so much Spanish guitar music. You're going to be playing Spanish guitar music. It seems like there's really not, is there just not a guitar tradition in like Germany or England or whatever?
There is, but historically there's an association with the guitar and its development in Spain. And a lot of Spanish music that isn't guitar music is influenced by folk Spanish music that is very guitar heavy. So I think that comes together with the fact that, well, a lot of the most famous guitar pieces that we play are actually written for the piano by Granados or Albéniz, and we arrange it for guitar.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Now, does the guitar come from Spain originally as an instrument?
You could say so. You know, there was a lot of exchange happening in Europe, and if you're going to talk about the history of the instrument, it gets tricky because things were called the guitar that people might not recognize as a guitar today. The guitar we know today came about very early 1900s, very late 1800s in Spain. So I guess so. I guess the guitar we know today came from Spain.
And you're also playing Latin American music for guitar, classical tradition.
Yeah, I'm playing some pieces by Astor Piazzolla and Agustín Barrios, mostly.
Now, Chase, you play the cello, Roberto, you play the guitar. Do you ever play together?
We actually have, and I think we're playing very soon together. But we've played 2 or 3 concerts over the last few years that I've been in Santa Fe. And so I never know where he's going to show up, but there he is.
Now, it's interesting when you said that this guitar music is originally piano music written for the guitar. Do you find that there's a lot of that when you're playing, for example, a duet or a trio, that you've transcribed music or pieces that were originally written for different instruments?
Yeah, when it comes to cello and guitar especially, Paganini wrote things for violin, cello, guitar, because he played guitar as well as violin. But it's you do have to do transcriptions a lot of the time when it comes to playing guitar with other instruments. I don't know if you find that to be true too, but Roberto, but it's,
yep.
As a cellist, I end up doing a lot of arranging for and transcriptions of things, especially if it's from a piano part. It's great because you can sort of spread those parts out, spread those lines out among other parts, instruments, and that's really very useful. Instead of having to sort of reinvent the wheel, you just sort of say, okay, this can belong in the bass line, here the flute can play this, and a guitar could play this part as well.
We are talking to Chase Morrison and Roberto Capocchi about the concert series at San Miguel Chapel, the oldest church in the continent. I love saying that, the oldest church. We have the oldest church, we have the oldest house here in Santa Fe. It's at 401 Santa Fe Trail here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. For more information on this concert series, they get in touch with you by email?
Yes.
And that is cmorrison@stmikessf.org. That's stmikessf.org. And the concert, once again, is this Friday, the 12th of September, at 7 o'clock at San Miguel Chapel.
Yes, and some of the other performances that are coming up, some of them are local, people that we know and love, and some of them are coming in from out of town.
Who are some of the out-of-town guests?
Let's see, we have the VEM String Quartet coming from UCLA, and they'll be here in November. And then we have a group that is somewhat based here, but they do travel quite a bit, and that's the Music for Several Friends, Elizabeth Blumenstock, who's a traveling Baroque violinist, Mary Springfels, Viola da Gamba, Kathleen McIntosh Harpsichord, who is a resident here. And we have a group that just shocked me when I opened my email, and there was a group from Chicago, a Baroque orchestra, that wanted to come and play. And I wondered, how did they get my information, or the information about the series? And it turns out that the director, his wife, I believe, is a singer who was here a lot. And so she probably said, you should really try to see what you can do about being here. And I thought that's great. And we also have inquiries for the 2015-16 series, which we have not put together yet, from several out-of-town, and in one case, overseas entity. So we're looking at really expanding. And again, all I do is just press send. And then all of a sudden it comes back.
The great miracle of modern life. Chase Morrison and Roberto Capocchi, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.